what's your name?
Taryn DeHart.
Taryn DeHart. And what grade are you in, Taryn?
Eighth.
Eighth grade. How about if we play that back? Okay, so I'm going to start over again, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm thanking you for agreeing to meet with me today and talk with me. And my name's Linda, and I'm from the University of Oregon College of Education, and we're doing a study with students who play chess. And the study is being directed by Professor Marilyn Napold, right over there. And the first thing I need to do is show you some forms that explain the study. But before I do that, I'm going to make sure I get your name again on here. Can you tell me your name again?
Taryn DeHart.
And how old are you?
13.
Okay. So I'm going to show you some forms here. So this one is the student assent form. And did you read one of these before?
Probably.
Well, so Marilyn, you didn't want him to read it out loud, did you?
Oh, you can just read it quietly.
Okay. You want to read that just to make sure. And don't read this part, because we're not doing that part. But yeah, we'll be doing the rest of it. And then ask me if you have any questions about it. So do you have any questions about that?
No.
Okay. So since this is a study, I have to read scripts here. I have to make sure I'm reading from the script here, so don't mind me if I'm reading down here, okay? So in this study, I'll be interviewing you about chess, and it'll be like those interviews you see on TV, you know, where they talk with famous chess players, if you've ever seen any of that. And ask them once?
Probably once.
Okay. And ask them different kinds of questions. So when I ask you the questions, I just want to know what you think. Okay? And if I ask you a hard question, it's okay if you don't know the answer. Just do your best and don't worry about anything. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, look, now it says turn on the tape recorder. So we already had you say your name, and I'm going to count out loud to 10, okay? No, how about if you count out loud to 10 so we can make sure it sounds good?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
All right. But we already tested it, didn't we?
Yeah.
I'm a little out of order, but that's okay.
I do that too.
You go out of order too?
Well, this is perfect.
Yeah, I see. Let me put my coat over here. Okay, so now we'll start. But before we talk about chess, I want to learn something about you. Okay, I'm going to ask you a few general questions, and then you can ask me some questions too. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, actually, I got 6 sisters, 4 brothers.
Woo! Big family. So do you want to tell me all their names? Or do you know them all?
No. Well, I guess I'll start from youngest to oldest.
Okay.
I guess. We got Elijah, the 3-year-old. Kendon, our 7-year-old. Jacob, the 8-year-old. And Casey, I don't know if she's 9 or 10 really.
That's okay.
She's a little short person and stuff. Kind of. And then brain surgery a few times. Troubles.
Sorry to hear.
There's me. Then my sister Mandy. They're the real hangout ones, you know. And Lizzie, she's in that group too. She's just a little bit older than Mandy. Mm-hmm. And Tamber, she's like 17 now. So then we got Justin. He used to be a problem child. Now he's starting to get back on the old track and all there. And Ashley. Justin, yeah. You know, I don't know his age anymore.
Okay.
He's just been off on his own.
He's older than 17.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been off on his own.
Okay.
And then Ashley, she's 20, turning 21 here pretty soon. And then the oldest one, Carmen, she's 25.
Wow. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to remember. I thought I had a big family. So, is there anything else you want to tell me about them?
Well, I got four parents.
Four parents, too.
Yeah. My mom, Diane Robinson, my stepdad, Jason Robinson, and my dad, Driver DeHart Jr., you know, he goes by Robinson. And my stepmom, Bobby. Yeah. Her mother lives with us at my dad's house, so, yeah.
Wow.
Two houses, 11 kids. Yeah.
It's busy.
Two moved out, one's a nanny. At our house. It's kind of weird.
Do you have any pets at your house?
Yes, a lot. Let's see, we got one. Somewhere around between 5 to 10 cats. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many. I've lost count. Yeah, we lost one actually a while back. His name was Slick. He got ran over by a car. Wasn't so slick then.
I guess so.
And we got three dogs at my mom's house and two at my dad's.
Wow.
We got the little puppy chihuahua, Bingo, the Shih Tzu, as we called him.
Uh-huh.
Poodle and Shih Tzu, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
Shih Tzu,
then,
I like that.
Yeah. And then we got our Pomeranian named Pepe Le Pew because his head looks like a skunk head, you know.
I have a Pomeranian, too.
Yeah.
He's got one.
And another chihuahua, slightly bigger than the Pomeranian, named Bruiser.
Bruiser?
Bruiser.
Bruiser, ah. Oh.
He kept okay. trying to get in the fights with the Golden Retriever lab mix that we call Phoebe. Yeah.
Wow.
Little guy like this, taking on a big person. So yeah, that's why we started calling him Bruce. Yeah. And then Phoebe's the big Golden Retriever white lab mix. So yeah. Pretty big fan.
I guess. Well, it's kind of nice though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have a favorite TV show or movie?
Not really. I watch a lot of it, so don't really have a favorite, but I do have a lot that I like. Most of them on at late night, but yeah.
Most at late night?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
So what would be your favorite if you could think of...
Favorite.
I have a lot I like, too.
I'd have to say one of... Let's think there for a second. That one's hard to do right there.
Oh, that's okay.
That one's hard to think about. Probably the most violent one, Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Ed and Eddy?
Ed and Eddy.
Ed and Eddy. I don't know that
the
one.
The three Eds.
Okay. And it's the most violent one. Okay.
Yeah, they're going all over the place, smashing into dumpsters, stuff like that. Yeah. It's crazy.
So do you like to read books or magazines?
Yeah, I like to read books. Mostly graphic novels or epic adventures, but things like that. I think the one I'm reading right now is back here.
It's a pretty big one.
No, like.
Looks like stuff my son would have read. So now, do you want to ask me anything?
No, I think I've pretty much got
nothing about me. I guess I've been telling you about me, though.
Yeah.
You don't want to know about my kids or about...
The thing was, you said you thought you had a big family. I was wondering about that one.
Well, yeah, I had 5 sisters and 1 brother. And that seemed big to me. But now I know it's not big.
I actually thought mine was big until I heard about families that had 4.
Wow. Yeah, I did know someone who had 19 kids. And the youngest really didn't know the oldest.
Yeah.
I mean, they maybe knew their name, but didn't really know.
And that happens a lot. Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask you about chess, okay?
Yeah.
We'll get to the fact of the matter here. So, how long have you played chess?
Well, actually, I have no clue. I've been playing chess my whole life, but still, I'm just an intermediate player, pretty much. I just do it for fun. Occasionally play with my dad, my little, trying to teach the little brothers and all.
So playing all 13 years, you started out as a baby?
Nah. Probably seen people playing since then. But I didn't really start playing regularly until last year.
Okay.
So, yeah. But I've been playing chess since I was, like, my little brother's age, when I was still doing all this weird stuff with the board.
Wow. Didn't really know the rules then.
No. Now, Lizzie and I are both in the chess clubs, me here and her at the high school. Yeah.
Is that the one that's meeting with the other person?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know? Okay. I guess you don't. So, how old were... Oh, I guess I just asked you that. How old were you when you first started to play?
Probably 7 to 9 years old. I don't know.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
Okay. And who taught you how to play chess?
Either my dad or my mom. I can't remember still. See, I don't remember much from when I was young. Life kind of skips through things,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I understand that. So do you have a chess rating?
Chess rating?
Well, I'm not totally familiar with chess rating. I think that you could be an intermediate, you could be advanced, you could be beginner.
Yeah, I'm right in the middle.
Okay.
Not the best, not the worst, you know.
Okay.
Middle, intermediate.
Probably better than me. I play a little chess. So do you have a chess coach or teacher?
Well, there's the person who runs the chess club, and that's Miss Mix. No one really coaches us. We all just learn by playing each other.
Okay. Miss Mix, you said? Do you know how she spells her name?
Really weird. I don't quite remember.
Okay.
It was loud.
Well, I'll just spell
Wait,
it how
just
it
sec.
Sounds.
Do I still got that
nipple?
Do I still got the note I just had? There it is. This has got the spelling of her name on it.
Okay.
She's the one who wrote it. Oh, great. M-I-K-S-C-H,
right.
I think it is.
A-S-C-H.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's interesting. Okay. And do you belong to a chess club?
Yeah, the one here.
The one here. Okay.
The one that Miss Mix runs. She has it in her room every Tuesday.
And this is Lincoln Middle School, right?
Yep.
And so, if I said, how often do you play chess, say, in a typical week?
Almost every Tuesday. Pretty much. Sometimes I play at home, but normally everyone's too busy.
Mm-hmm.
I try and get different things like that.
It takes a while.
Yeah.
And so who do you play with the most?
Probably people that started the chess club the same year I did, you know, the 8th grade chess club members. Sometimes I play teaching games with the 6th graders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all the stuff that I had to write down. Now I'm just going to ask you stuff. I'll let that do the work for me.
Okay.
So So, can you name any famous chess players?
No, I cannot.
Have you heard of any?
No.
Okay.
I don't watch many of those talk shows like that. No.
Okay. Well, I thought maybe Miss Mix, or Mix, or however she says her name,
Mix.
Maybe would Mix mention somebody's name.
No, the only people I know of are her and the coach at the high school.
Okay. Yeah. So do you ever play chess on a computer?
Yes, I do, actually. I have it up on my quick entering bar on the top of my screen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about it?
It's just normal, everyday computer chess. Most of the time the computer wins.
Uh-huh. I think I've seen someone play it, but I'm not sure.
It's kind of weird. A little different than playing with someone who's sitting there talking to you, trying to make you get all intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't feel intimidated by the
You're trying
computer.
To get them to be scared, try and make them make bad moves and whatnot, pretty much.
So a real person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like a real
person.
So, yeah. Just someone moving the things around. It's like playing a game with yourself.
Mm. So now, can you tell me why you enjoy chess?
I don't really know. I just think it's kind of fun. It tests your mind and yeah, your strategy, and it also helps with, this is one thing I've thought about.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, life ends up a lot like chess in battlefields and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
If you think about it, it really is like that.
Good thinking.
You gotta get, like, I think it's 16 men. I don't remember. 16-man teams, you know, going out on the field. And then, yeah, you just can line them up like those people using with that. Move these people forward, move them over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Same basic battle strategies.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of why you enjoy it, you think? Or
that's
or
kinda
just
why
you think
I enjoy
about,
it.
Yeah.
It's just something good to do. Teaches you how to think of complex strategies to do things.
Well, speaking of complex strategies, we're going to talk about the rules of chess now. So I'm not too familiar with the game of chess. I told you I'd play a little bit, but I'm not that familiar with it. And you probably know a lot more than I do. So I'd like you to explain some things to me. First of all, how many people may play a game of chess at one time?
Two, unless you go into one of the funny types of matches. You got four-way chess, you got bug house, you got crisscross, many different ways. Crisscross, you turn the board to where the corners are facing the players and you line your people up on the corner instead of side.
I've never heard of that.
It's many different ways to play. That's what we do here anyway.
So I've heard of simultaneous matches. Do you know what that is?
Simultaneous, isn't that in a row or something? Probably something that has to do with tournament stuff or like that.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't do much of that around here because no one shows up every day, really.
Uh-huh.
I show up as much as I can, but still can't make it every day. Like, I missed the last one.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I missed Tuesday. Because I had to get out of here quick.
So can you tell me about different pieces and how they're supposed to move?
Well, we got the basic pawns, who they're called pawns because you can just control them easily, you know.
And how do they move?
They just, when they first start, they can move either one or two forward, but then they just can only move one. Unless there's one standing at a diagonal space one way. Kind of badges. to it.
And then what happens if it's diagonal?
And then you can just move diagonally and take over that area. Yeah.
Okay, so pawn. What else is in there?
We also got the rook, which a lot of people call the castle. And the horse, as people call it, but it's really called the knight. Mm-hmm. And the bishop, the pointy head guy.
And what do those guys do?
The bishops won't move as far as they want in a diagonal line, but once they hit someone, they gotta stop, or they gotta stop at a wall. If they can't go, they can't turn corners in one move.
What happens if they hit someone?
Then they take over that space.
Oh, okay.
Same as everything if you hit someone.
Okay, right.
And rooks, they can move the same way, only straight on the lines. They can't go diagonal. And the knights, they move like a weird L shape, so it's hard to tell anyone how you can move those things, but unless you show them or something.
Mm-hmm. That is the
they
best
gotta
way.
Go neat. Like,
right, L shape.
Yeah.
He said so they can go, can they go two forward and one over, or do they?
One, they can do either way. One forward, two over, two forward, one over.
Okay.
It works either way. They're probably the most mobile person on there. They can move to an entire area around them. So yeah, they're a pretty good person to have. And also, my personal favorite is, well, not really my personal favorite, it's kind of tied with the castle, the rooks. You know, people get after me for that all the time. I call them castles because it's easier. Mm-hmm.
And why do you call them castles?
Because they are castles.
Okay.
They look like a little castle.
Okay.
People call them rooks, no way. Okay, but yeah, so them and the queen are my favorite pieces. Mm-hmm. The queen can go diagonal, straight, and one space for them. They can do any person's movement but the knights.
Right.
They can't do the knights. So yeah, they're probably the best defending person and attacking. And then there's the king, who can move one space in any direction at all. So yeah, those are the pieces right there.
Okay. So let's see, now tell me about the goals of chess. In other words, what are the players trying to do?
Well, it really depends on the type of game of chess you're playing. Like I said, there's many types that we play here.
So how about with a basic game?
Basic game. You want to make it to where a person is able to hit their king, and if no matter where the king tries to evade that attack, well, when you got a person who's able to hit the king in the next move, then that's called check, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but what you want is where even if it's sitting there, it's being able to be attacked. If it moves anywhere else in its range, that it'll be attacked there too. So yeah, that's what you want. That's checkmate.
The goal is get that king and trap him.
Checkmate.
Checkmate. Huh.
Sometimes you can get him with just a king and two pawns, and sometimes it takes both your rooks, both your knights, and a bishop.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, really depends on where they are on the board. If they're in the center, it's going to take a few more pieces, but if they're right back in the corner, it's really easy.
Oh yeah. So now tell me the rules that players need to follow. So in other words, tell me everything you can think of about the game of chess so that someone who has never played before would know how to play.
Well, really, all you gotta do is follow the movements of the pieces, get the checkmate, and there's one other that I didn't really get for the longest time, castling.
I've heard of that, so what is that?
What you do is, if your king and the castle that on either side is the funny thing. There's a queenside castle and kingside castle. Mm-hmm. Kingside castle is the one I've known, the one that I didn't know for the longest time. And then about 2 weeks later, I learned about the queenside castle when one of my friends tried to use it on me. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
So he told you what it was?
Yeah.
When he was doing it? Or?
Yeah. He told me what it was because I thought, wait, what is that? And so, yeah, a kingside castle, if both of these people are gone, then you can move your king over two spaces and your castle over two spaces, switching them around to where your castle's guarding your king. And on the queenside castle, you move your king over two spaces the same, but you gotta have all three of them, the queen, the bishop, and the knight, moved out of the way so that you can get the king over three spaces into the queen's position. I don't. See, I'm still trying to figure out the queenside castle myself sometimes, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Okay, so let's see. Now I'd like you to tell me what a player should do in order to win the game of chess. So in other words, what are some key strategies that every good player should know?
Well, there's one that really is just annoying. You gotta know how to defend it. That's the only thing you need to know about it. You need to know how to defend it. It's called the three-move checkmate.
Three moves, so you can do a checkmate in three moves?
Yeah, I can't do it yet, mm-hmm. but I know of like four people who can. It's really annoying. I know how to block it, but I can't do it.
So you couldn't explain how somebody else who can do it doesn't?
Yeah, I mean, the way I block is I just play my normal strategy by doing my normal formation and all. But as they're setting up, I can't see what they're doing until like four moves into the game. But I somehow manage to block it with my setup.
So what do you mean by as they're setting up?
See, it takes a few moves to set up for this attack,
okay.
and then you hit.
Okay.
So you're able to get a few people out there so that you can take... See, what you want to do is you get the pawns in front of you out, and that's probably how you do it. That way you have a chance in order to hit them if they try and come in at you. Because the thing is, the queen's the one who actually puts the king in checkmate. There's nothing they can do to block it. They move their queen and the bishop both out in within two turns, and it's checkmate. So yeah.
Sounds tough.
It's a really hard one too. Don't see how they do it for. So yeah. I used to know how to do it. Now I've forgotten it. Yeah.
So you'll get it back, probably. Huh?
No.
So how long does it usually take to play a game of chess?
Anywhere from 30 seconds to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If they're trying to stall by doing all this other stuff, then yeah, it could go for a while.
How long do you usually play?
Most of the time, 10 to 30 minutes. I was wanting to play this one kid. We were playing the entire time. He kept trying to stall and somehow made it to the end of the class to where we'd have to come back to the game the next week.
So how did that work?
You write down the positions of all your people and everything, so you can come back, reset up the game, and continue from where you were.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So, what makes the game last a long time?
When you get down to where they kill all your best people, to where you're down to pawns and whatnot, pawns, knight, maybe a bishop, those are the last few people, and then it takes a long time to try and get everything to a checkmate because they got all their pawns and whatnot over in their side, blocking it. Like this one time, he had three spaces, three pawns right here, mm-hmm. his king sitting right there, and a castle right there. Mm-hmm. The only way to be him, be able to take out this take out the middle pawn without him taking you out, because mm-hmm. no matter what, he's going to get you. Mm-hmm. Well, really what you want to do is get a knight in there to be able to take him out. The problem is the pawns. But if that's the case, you want to take out the third pawn and the castle. That way you can get the knight right there to come in and get him. It's kind of weird. Really hard to think about.
Especially without a board in front of you.
Yeah.
That'd be hard. So, what makes a game end quickly?
Well,
be short.
Like I said before, there's moves that people can do really fast. And somehow, someone actually said they got two move checkmate.
Do you think that's true?
Well,
maybe it is.
It probably is because here's the thing. If you move one pawn out, your queen can come out and just be able to hit them if they move their pawn out. Mm-hmm. And then it's checkmate. So, yeah.
So, do you know how to use a chess clock?
Chess clock? No, but I have seen those on TV shows before. I never really understood the point of it, but I remember on my computer chess game that there's this clock that times how long it takes each person. We have like 5 minutes at the start, and each time you make a move, the clock stops, and then their clock starts going. And when their clock starts, yours starts going down. So you have a limited amount of 5 minutes each.
You have to make your move within that time.
Yeah.
And what happens if you don't?
Well, I don't know. But I guess it's a maximum of 10 minutes in the game. On those.
On the computer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maximum of 10 minutes because you both got 5 minutes to make all your moves, so.
Seems pretty fast.
Yeah. Yeah, 5 minutes of think time and move time throughout the entire game. Yeah.
So is there anything else you want to tell me about chess?
I guess I'll pretty sum it up pretty much, I guess. Unless there's any other questions about it.
Well, let's see if there's no more questions right there, but I was just trying to think if I had any more questions. I guess a question would be, my husband and I play chess, and can you give me some strategies that maybe he won't know about that I could just get in there and, I mean, probably not the three move strategy.
I know, because, yeah. The thing is, you want to corner their king. That's the easiest way to go.
Corner their king, so try and make him
move that way.
And how do you do that?
By putting him in check to make him move that way instead of coming this way, by making it so that he can't move anywhere this way.
Uh-huh.
By putting two people here, you can block both of those spaces over here so that he can't go that way. He'd have to go that way. That's what you want to do. The easiest way to do that is just take two castles, line them up on the ends, move one here like that. He moves over here, you move the next one. Until he moves behind someone, then you're gonna have to start moving your other people in.
And what if he catches on that I'm trying to move him to the corner? And
then he'll try
the
and
other way.
No, then he'll try and take out your castles because there's no other way to get through there. So yeah, you want to get in quick. You want to be able to protect your castles too, to where if he tries to kill them, the person who kills them is able to kill them. It's a very good strategy, though.
It sounds like it.
We're going to have them right on the row of pawns.
And well, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so just a couple more things I wanted to tell you. And if you have anything you want to ask in here, just let me know, or any comments you have, let me know.
Yeah.
First of all, thanks again for talking to me today. And you've been very helpful, and I enjoy working with you. I mean, even reading this, you know, I can go without reading it, and I have enjoyed working with you and talking to you. And I'd like to give you a souvenir pen from the University of Oregon. And maybe the best thing. Maybe you like the pen better, I don't know. Yeah, a gift certificate for you from
Dairy Queen. Funny thing is, my family barely ever grows here. Yeah.
Is there an expiration date on there?
Is there.
Maybe not.
It says there's something on the back here.
But they make it so you can't read it.
It's got to be looked at in an angle.
Aha.
If I look at it in an angle, I can see the front.
Well, Taryn, thanks again. Was there anything else? Anything
not really.
Else you wanted to tell me about, or other? Since I have a couple minutes, anything else that you really like to do besides chess?
I didn't ask you that. Well, you haven't asked that one. Well, I like video games pretty much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like to play my computer, my PS2, things like that. I also tried to get into basketball, but then I figured, nah, I better go for this thing instead.
For chess. Pride.
I got chess club on Tuesdays, and then I'm going into Pride next week for Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
What is Pride?
Pride's an after-school program. Okay. So, yeah, on Tuesdays I wait until chess club's over and then go to it.
Do you know what you do in Pride?
Well, they've got a homework class, a reading class, and a games class, which is why I can't join. But so yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, I'm gonna turn this off, and again, thanks again.